speaking. We are going to start both recording and interpretation. Hello everyone, welcome to this AFRALO call for the month of October. On this 5th of October, it is 18:30 UTC time. We have Aziz with us, Tijani Benjema, Baudouin Chambé, Michel Chonon, Brahim Houssman, Aïcha Abad, Abdeljalil Bacharbong, and on the English channel, we have Baran Bande, Isaac Maposa, Daniel Nongaka, Sean Odedeji, Sarah Kidden, June O'Kell, and Alan Greenberg. We also have Barak and Fatima, who could not attend, and from staff we have Sylvia, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruberg. Our interpreters tonight are Claire and Isabel. If I may, I would like to remind you to please state your name when you speak so that interpreters are able to identify you on the other channel, and that is always good for the transcript as well. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Gisela. Aziz speaking. Hello, everyone. Excuse me, I was not speaking very loud. Okay. Hello, everyone. I am very glad to have this meeting again for the month of October. We are going to start, as usual, by public comments. I would like to remind you that you can view all of the comments on any topic that ALAC has been working on or ICANN has been working on the wiki page. The link is posted on the agenda page. There seems to be some interference on the French channel, so please attend to that. There are only two points that I would like to mention. The first one has to do with the Georgian script rule generation. Many things were suggested, and each community suggested different proposals for the Georgian script label generation for the root zone with certain label generation rules. We currently have the LDR procedure, and the proposal for each language is published for in public comments so that any person who participated in the script might make their opinion known. So in general, the group that finalizes the script finalizes the proposal and the solution to integrate the rules within the label generation rule. Second point, a comment on the DNS marketplace study in Latin America and the Caribbean. ICANN is asking for comments on this project of DNS marketplace study, over the entire continent, Latin America and the Caribbean. The idea is to identify the weaknesses and the strengths of the entire ecosystem of the industry of the DNS within the region in order to elaborate recommendations on an approach or a solution similarly to what could be done in Africa. As you know, right now there is quite a bit of work to be done in the Latin America and Caribbean region. If there isn't any comment or any feedback, we will move on because we do have a lot of items that we need to discuss. I don't see any hands raised. I don't see anyone asking to speak. So let's move to our items for information. First point, the survey. We did talk about it with the ICANN representative that spoke during our August meeting, during our September meeting. He mentioned the survey that is being done currently as far as the review of the ICANN at-large community. This survey on the review of at-large is being done by an examiner who is independent. That independent examiner is a firm and is carrying out the survey. I do believe the survey was sent to all ALSs, not only in Africa, but in the entire world, so that we all might be able to give our opinion. I do believe that everybody who is present today knows that you have access to the forum online in order to provide your opinion on the survey. The more participants we have, the more results we will have, and the better we will be represented. I do believe that your participation will bring immense value. If there are changes that are necessary as far as the policies, as far as the objectivity of ALAC, it will be helpful. I remind you that October 21st is the deadline to fill out the survey, and so I would like to remind you as AFRALO members to fill out the survey. I do see that Tijani has asked for the floor, so go ahead, Tijani. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. Can you hear me well? Yes, go ahead. Tijani speaking. I am a member of the working group that is working on this review. We do work with ITEM, which is a consulting firm that ICANN has hired and is paying for this review. And as a member of this working group, I participated in a teleconference call with ITEM, and I am posting the link to the presentation that we made as far as the progress of the survey, the first results and so forth. And what I would like to mention is that we are at the first steps. We are at the preliminary steps of this survey. But up to now, they have received 150 surveys, and amongst those 150 surveys, there are people from at large, from SO and ACs, from other people who are not even ICANN. So 60% are at large, even though they do collect the opinion from all groups. Of course, if you are not a member of at large, your opinion may not be treated the same way as if you were a member of at large, but the survey is open to all. The proposals will be done for the at-large, and so, of course, the opinion of at-large members accounts for more or will have more of an impact. Amongst those who participated, again, 40% are not from at-large out of the 150 people who participated. Other point, amongst the RALOs, we are the one that had the lowest participation rate. After us, it was Latin America. So if you look at this, all of the statistics that we have as far as at-large goes is pretty consistent. So if in the new GTLDs Africa was last, well, that can be explained by the fact that we don't have the money and so forth. But for other surveys, we still are last. You know, we might still say, well, there's an issue of language and so forth. However, for this particular survey, there is no excuse. There is no reason why, as Africans, as internet users in Africa, we need to be last as far as participation rates go. And so I would like to stress that. I sent an email on that topic. The staff did their work. They sent an email too, but I also did, to remind all of you that we need to participate. We need to give our input because we can change at large for our benefit. If we don't give our opinion, the at-large will hear about others but not about us. So again, please do try to give your opinion. It's very quick, even if you don't have time, it's very quick. I think it took me about 20 minutes. So please do give a little bit of time to this project, because I think that thanks to that project, we will get results that are to our benefit. Thank you very much. As you're speaking, thank you very much, Tijani. You are entirely right. I did see the numbers, and it is very, very regretful. I regret that there isn't more of a participation from African countries. I would like to ask Sylvia and Gisela again to show the numbers, to show the percentages, and to stress what we just said. We need to change things, and it is upon us to do so. Changes depend upon us. Otherwise, if we do not participate more, it will have an impact on the results of the survey. Thank you, Tijani, for that. New person speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. First of all, I would like to thank you for all of this information, and I would like to express my opinion on that survey. You know, in the survey, there are two ways to see it. Either people think that what I think is, you know, what I would like to know is who will validate the survey and what will it mean based on the results. It looks like the participation rate is not very good, but I think that we don't really understand the scope of the survey. I think that if we could motivate people, for example, what would motivate me, and I don't know about the members of the group, but I would like to be a member of the group, because I think that we can bring something if we work from within. So I think that I would like to act at the level of the structure itself. As you speak, and thank you, Michelle, for your questions. Tijani would like to speak now. Tijani speaking. I would like to answer one of Michelle's questions. As far as who will evaluate the results, we have an advisor paid by ICANN. So it's, you know, a company, a consulting company paid by ICANN that does the survey and that is responsible for the entire project from beginning to end. But there is collaboration with our working group. This working group has been set up, or was set up a year ago. It didn't just happen. But the advisor has only started working with us recently. As he's speaking. Let's move to something else, to Jenny. We do have a lot of things to discuss. So if you do have other questions, you can address them to the staff. The staff needs to remind all ALSs to participate. We need to hear all of them in the survey. Thank you very much. Now, let's move to the next item, the transition. I think that you all received the information. A piece of information that is, of course, of great interest to us all. That is very good news. I do believe that it is a very positive result, and it is the result of all the work that was done by the community, by different actors, by different experts that we all, whom we all know personally. I think that it has been over two years worth of effort. And now as users, as a community, we need to continue being constructive within ICANN. As we just mentioned, there are things that require our attention. We need to be present. We need to be involved. We can now say that as users, we really have an integral, a crucial role to play in the future of ICANN and in the future of the policies within ICANN. Within AFRELO, we, of course, followed very closely what was going on. We submitted many comments and statements on the transition. We had very active members of our group, and I cannot thank them enough, Mohamed, Tijani, and Sean. Thank you again. Thank you. My thanks go to the staff as well, who were present to help and to facilitate communication. So I will stop on this topic. I think that Mohamed is not here. Otherwise, I would give him the floor. If he is here, then let me know. But I think that we do have Sean and Tijani. So Sean and Tijani, you have 2 minutes each in order to let us know what to expect now that the transition has occurred. So very quickly, let's start with Sean. Sean, you have the floor.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Sean. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Sean. Yep, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Aziz, for the summary. It's indeed a good thing and a good news. So what next after the transition? The first is that at least the implementation of the bylaw, which was part of the outcome of the stewardship, the ITG proposal, and also the WSS1, which is the workstream one. So the implementation of the bylaw that has been done. I need to perhaps Tijani may want to confirm if it has actually been filed at the California filed appropriately at the relevant authority within the California jurisdiction. But from the website, she shows that the bylaw has actually taken effect. On the side of the, as you know, the proposal, the ICT proposal, consists of the names, the numbers, and the protocols. The size of the name, the PTI has been set up, the CSC liaisons has been created, there's one group also which is going to be coordinating the IANA trademark and IPR issues. those have been formed as well. Greshak, three of them have been selected, and one person was actually from the ALAC. That is the Christopher Wittinson. He's among the three members of that group. So things are pretty much going on fine. On the side of the CWG, things are going on fine, and I believe on the side of the CWG, people are now moving to the WS2, which is the Workstream 2. And that has kicked off, and then the various subgroups have been created, and they are currently developing their scoping documents. So very soon there will be significant work that will commence. So it's not over yet, actually. I think this calls for a temporary celebration, but it also calls for more work because the WS2 also requires some amount of work that needs to be involved. And then finally, I think we have the transition has come and it's gone now. It's been completed. But now the ball is in the court of the community, so we need to make it worthwhile by actually contributing to making ICANN a better organization in the public interest. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Just a few things to add from Tijani. Tijani, go ahead. Thank you very much. As Sean already mentioned a little bit, the work that was done by the CCWG, and he also mentioned the second work stream. But what I would like to stress is the fact that there are 9 subgroups to work on this. I am actually involved in 4 of them, but I decided that I will really be involved only in 2 because 4 of them is too many, really, for me to be involved. The one on human rights and the one on ICANN's jurisdiction. Those 2 groups are very difficult, or the topics are difficult, rather. But we are moving forward. Last night we talked about human rights, and last night we talked about intellectual property rights. About jurisdiction. The interests are obviously, the interests of each party, each group are opposed. But I do think that we will move forward in the future. We do have a work plan that will help us address the different layers within the topic of jurisdiction, because it is not only limited, our work is not only limited to the question of the corporation, of ICANN itself. It is not just where ICANN is present, but there's the whole issue of contracts. What jurisdiction do they are they dependent upon, and so forth. So there are many layers to this work. And so we are starting with the first layer, and then we will move on. The first part of our work that led us to the transition, Work Stream 1, actually defined what we need to do. And so we have an idea of where we are going based on what was done previously. But that's where we are as far as CCWG and Workstream 2. We might have lost Aziz at this point. Gisela speaking. We are going to check. There seems to be an issue on Aziz's line, so just a minute, please. Tijani, please, can you follow up while we try to connect Aziz back with us? Tijani speaking. Okay, Gisela, no problem. But I have lost Adobe Connect, so I don't know if anybody is asking for the floor. If it's not the case, we can move to the next item. Tijani, no hands up, says Gisela. Okay, Tijani speaking. So we are now, we have spoken about three groups. Now the working group on the naming function and the working group on ICANN accountability. So now we are going to move to the item D. No, it's down. Okay. The item E, cross-community regional outreach pilot program, the CROP program. Why did we put this item here? Okay. As you all know, Baudouin has sent an email asking questions, and he has sent other mails as if there was something hidden, and as if he was trying to show that. So we wanted everybody to know that, to know what was happening here. As you know, last time I've spoken about this program, this CROP program, and then I have sent an email to give you all the process with all the links. And with that, I had a personal conversation with Baudouin several times on how to do it, how we had to do it, what was going to work and what was not going to work on this CROP program. Now he's asking who benefits from this program. Everything is on the links I gave you. Everything is on the website. I sent you all the procedures with all the links. There is a dashboard with all the links and all the data, all the journeys, all the trips down. And for each trip, there is the report made by the person who had the trip. For your information, I have used this program for AFRINIC. And since I've been participating to those AFRINIC meetings, we have a lot of ALS adding to our list. So as you can see, this is an outreach program made to outreach people so they come to at large to ICANN. So we are not traveling only to participate. We also want to do this outreach work to speak with people so they can come into our organization at large. So you can see all this information. Then each participation I made in AFRINIC was not only to do some outreach, it was also to contribute to our work to give credibility to the person and to AFRALO. So after our contribution, after our participation to the meeting, people come and want and tell you that they want to participate into the ICANN work. If you go there just to say, okay, it's very good, just come and join us, you won't have anybody joining. It is a work that needs to be a good work, a serious group work with a lot of contribution to give visibility and credibility to AFRALO. So people will want to enter our organization. If you have some questions, I'm here to answer your questions. There is nothing hidden here. Baudouin is insinuating this in his emails, but there is nothing hidden. Everything is clear. If you have questions, I will answer them. For your information, I'm not the only only person responsible for the CROP. We are two coordinators for the CROP in AFRALO, myself and Danielle. And our role is limited to explain to you what you have to do and to coordinate our work and to ensure that the person asking for the trip will accept the rules and will commit himself to do a report afterward, after the trip. Thank you. I regret it was a little long, but it was needed as he's speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. I understand what you said and why do you say it. Okay. Can you listen to me? Okay. So, as he's speaking, I've spoken with Baudouin. I wanted him to be here and to ask questions directly so we can answer them. And I want to remind everybody that all the members of ALS can present, can apply to a crop program, but this application can be accepted or not. There are some conditions, there are some rules that these rules are the guidelines of this crop program, and you have to respect them. It is not the review team which fix these rules, Tijani speaking. It is the staff, the ICANN staff, as he's speaking. They work. Tijani speak. No, the crop review team is something made for the application to be well made. That's all. As he's speaking. Okay, if you agree, we are going to move to the next item. It is an important item, and it's about the General Assembly. I've spoken... I was spoken on myself alone, eh? So I want to repeat. AFRALO General Assembly is going to take place. It will be the next African meeting. It will take place in Johannesburg from the 26th to the 29th June 2017. It will be the fourth General Assembly. And for the General Assembly, all the ALSs are going to be invited, the accredited ALSs by ALAC. We have Tijani Shan, myself, Barak, and maybe I forgot somebody. Wafa, yes. Okay, it's a meeting on this General Assembly. And we are going to discuss several items. First, we are going to speak about the promotional articles, the proposals made. We want to have an AFRALO brochure in several languages, Arabic, English, and French. We want also to have some cards. Sylvia is making them with the staff. We wanted also to have something to be distributed to put on the arm and some stickers for the ALS representative saying, for example, ask me, I am from AFRALO in the local language, and we have spoken about the activity we are organizing in this kind of meeting. The ALSs which are going to be invited will participate to an outreach program. They will also participate to a mentorship program for the first time. And we have a lot of new ALSs, so we will need mentors and help. So these ALSs will have mentors, people who have some experience in ICANN. It's a meeting that will be for 4 or 5 days. So there will be a meeting with ALAC. About our participation, each ALS will invite a representative. If you have, we are not going to repeat what we are requesting or what the staff is ensuring, but we have made some requests And the agreement was, if a person in an ALS is not able to travel or is not answering our call to travel, because sometimes this happens, we call the ALS and nobody is answering our call. So if this is the case, if nobody is answering our call or nobody is going to travel, the travel is not going to be offered to another ALS. And the leadership, the AFRALO leadership will represent their own ALS. We have requested the staff to accept a second representative of each ALS to be present, but the answer was negative. So, second item, the mentorship, they asked us to organize a kind of sponsoring. Also, we are going to ask Google, Afrinic, Google gave us a small sponsor when we had a meeting in South Africa. So the organization committee that we are going to form today is going to take care of all that, and we'll try to organize in the best way possible this meeting. So now I'm going to give you the floor so you can comment or propose something. And if you want to participate to this organization committee, you are free to do it. Who wants to take the floor? You have the floor. Janice, take the floor. I want to participate to this organization committee. Okay. Yes, I'd like this organization committee to be created. Who wants to participate to this committee? I propose, as he's speaking, I propose Sarah as secretariat. I don't know if Sarah is with us. She is our secretary from the Hyderabad meeting on. So Sarah will be our secretariat. Tijani, who else wants to participate to this group? Sean, what's up?
And Daniel.
They will be automatically named to participate to this committee. Now I'm going to give the floor to Sarah and then to Tijani afterwards. Sarah, you have the floor. Somebody's asking for the floor.
Yes, it's Daniel here speaking. I would also like to be part of the organization committee. Thank you.
Daniel Machanga?
Daniel, yes.
Yes, Daniel, I have told Aziz. It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking. Baudouin speaking. Baudouin is asking a question. Okay, Baudouin, you are here as he's speaking. Yes, yes, I have been listening as he's speaking. Did you hear the answer of the comment of Tijani about the crop program? Yes, I have heard that. Baudouin speaking. Yes, I have heard that. I am beginning to understand. I didn't know how it works. So now I am understanding I apply for South Africa. As he's speaking, please, Baudouin, when you speak, you have to give your name and to speak slowly so we can understand you. Please, can you repeat what you said, Baudouin? Baudouin speaking. I'm Baudouin from Kinshasa. I had applied for South Africa meeting, but when I've received the answer, I had my my application was not in the crop program, as he's speaking. Who wants to answer to Baudouin? Tijani or Daniel? Tijani speaking. Daniel, please answer the question. If Daniel can't answer this question, I'm going to do it. Daniel, can you please answer the question? Baudouin is saying that he has made a request for the crop program for the South Africa meeting and he had no answer. Please, can you receive no answer? Please, Daniel, can you answer to Baudouin?
Yes. Daniel, for the record, can you hear me? Yes.
Daniel, go ahead. Yes, Daniel.
Yes. One thing is that when Baudouin sent his crop request, he filled in the request for IGF Mexico, which is not in line with the crop guidelines. And as far as crop is concerned, it's meant to support travel and participation for activities, engagement activities within Africa region. And then the application that was submitted for South Africa, that is to participate in the IGF, practically the applications could not go through because the crop program takes 8 weeks to be processed. But then we did not have it was submitted late. So none of those crop requests could be approved. I think that's the main reason as to why those crop requests are not approved. Thank you. Back to you, Aziz.
As he's speaking. Thank you, Daniel. It was a very clear answer. I hope that Baudouin was satisfied by this answer. And now I see that Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor, and then we'll give the floor to Ramanu Viayou. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. If you want, we are going to ask Barak to be in this organization committee. And I've heard Baudouin asking to be in this organization committee also, and Daniel also. So we have a committee now. If there are any other person wanted to participate to our committee, they are welcome, of course. Thank you, Aziz speaking. Okay, so let's summarize. We have in this organization committee, we have Daniel, Abdeljalil, Baudouin, Sarah, Tijani, Aziz, Ishat, and Barak. Is it okay? Is there someone else wanting to join this committee? And if...
Yeah, this is Shu. I'd like to
do you agree this committee to be chaired by the AFRALO president, AFRALO chair? Tijani,
please,
are you
please,
asking for the floor?
As well. Yes.
Somebody
is
speaking on the English channel. Sean, is it you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Are you asking for the floor, Sean?
Yes, please.
Okay, just a minute. Now we are going to give the floor to Raman. Sean, you will have the floor after Ramanu. Sean. Okay, Ramanu speaking now. You have the floor, Ramanu. Yes, Ramanu, yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, please. Okay, thank you. I am Ramanu Biaou from Benin, and I don't know if I've followed what Tijani said at the beginning of his presentation about the committee. I wanted to know if there were some special conditions to participate to this committee. I've seen that there are some applicants already, but I think that it's better to have a small committee for the committee to be efficient, but if there is still room, I want to participate to this committee. If Tijani can explain me a little bit more about the committee. as he's speaking. Okay, very well. If you are a member of the ALS of Benin, I tell you welcome. You are welcome. I'm a member of the ISOC from Benin. Okay, you are welcome. Please, Sylvia, can you add Mr. Ramanu Biaou to our organization committee? Tijani, you are asking for the floor. Sean, you have the floor. Sean, you have the floor. Sean, can you hear me? Sean,
yeah, this is Sean for the record.
Okay, just a minute. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, okay, this is Sean for the record. I just wanted to also indicate interest in being one of the committee members, but I think Ramanu made a very critical point about number of members of the committee. It's good to have a smaller group so that we can all be so that the team can be more productive, in quotes. However, if it's good we are many as well, just in case some of us don't have that much time to actually do the actual work. So I'm volunteering to be part of the committee, but I would really, really suggest that all of us that actually volunteer to be actually available for the planning of the event. Thank you.
As he's speaking. Thank you very much. Sean, you have been added to the list automatically because your participation is very important. Okay, now we have 8 minutes left and we have a lot of items to discuss. Two persons are asking for the floor. So I will give you 1 minute each. Tijani first. Then Ramanu. Tijani, you have the floor.
Yes, thanks. I'd like to answer Chef's question in English. The committee will not be very large because, as you know, if you have 10 people on the committee, only 5 maximum will be coming and working. So we will need, I think, this kind of number. And Sean, you are automatically on the committee since you are member of ALA. Thank you.
As he's speaking, okay, very well. Wafa wants to be in our committee. That's good. So we have some women. And Sarah is with us too. Okay, so Ramanu is also a member of this committee. So we are going to move to the next icon. And it is very important. It's a very important item. At each icon meeting, we try to organize a joint meeting. A joint meeting Afro-African that will take place in Hyderabad. Gisela told me that this Afro-African meeting will take place on Saturday 5, on Monday 5 of November. Now, what we have done until now, we have decided during last meeting, we have decided to send an email to two lists, the Afralo list and the Afrinic list, asking all the Afralo community if they can keep the same topic, and we have received some answers. I sent this email, and we have tried to analyze the answers we have received, and the topic on which you are agreeing is more than speaking only about the transition, the impact of the transition of the IANA function and the ICANN accountability. That will be the topics on which we are agreeing, on which we are agreed, and I'm going to tell to write it down on the chat. These topics are written now in the chat in French and in English. Now, what I like to do is to ask Mohamed, Tichani, and Shan. I know that Mohamed is very busy at the moment, so we asked Tichani and Shan. And the pen holder, that is to say the one who will draft a first proposal will be Shan with Tijani's help. I'm going to give them the floor so they will tell us where they are to give us a report on the AFRALO proposal and to know when we will have their draft. We give them the floor, Sean and Tichani. Sean, you have the floor. Or Tichani.
Okay, this is Sean. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sean, yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Sean, for your record. We started discussing within the small group, and then Tijani has also suggested some ideas. The little challenge we had, which I was raising then within the group, was that the current work of the WS2 is Workstream 2 is just kicking off, and then there's really no major substance yet to really make significant comments on. However, Tijani has suggested some aspects which we could actually delve into, and it's quite in line with what I'm also thinking, and the group also agrees as well. So we are open that by or before the end of this week, we should be able to have initial draft, so maybe early next week, we should be able to have something out to the group, to the entire list for comments. So maybe sometime early next week, Aziz should be able to get a final first draft. Yeah, if there's anything, if that's a better word, a final first draft to the AFRALO mailing list and African mailing list. Thank you. I don't know whether Tijani has something to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Shan. Yes, we have this project of a statement that we need to present a draft statement around this, the end of the week. We need to be ready at the end of the week so we can send it during next week on the list, so we can have a final version. Then I wanted this statement to be shorter than usually, because I think when the statement is too long, and it's people don't read it. Okay, thank you. Tijani, do you want to add something?
So thank you very much. We'll conclude on that point, and the conclusion is that Sean and Tijani will send us their work by this weekend, by the end of the week. So again, thank you both, because the work that you do is absolutely tremendous. Next point, second to last point, our opinion on the accreditation of new ALSs.
So over the past 4 years, we doubled, and this is not an exaggeration, we doubled the number of ALSs that we had. We used to be 20, 22, and now we are up to 45 almost. So we need to keep all those ALSs interested, to keep them involved and active. Last month we accredited 2 ALSs, the ISOC Ghana and one other one. Now we are looking at the Benin Internet Governance Forum. We do have a due diligence survey that we do on the organizations that is sent by the staff to the different members of AFRELO. Gisela speaking. Aziz, I am so sorry to interrupt, but you need to speak a little bit louder for the interpreters because you are hard to hear. Thank you. As he's speaking. So what I was saying is that we accredited 2 ALSs last month, the TIC development in Togo and one Benin ALS, the Internet Governance Forum for Benin. Due diligence already was received, and I would ask that you give your opinion. If you want my personal opinion, I'm all fine with those ALSs. I do not see anybody. Baudouin would like to
say something. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
It's Biran.
Go ahead. I'm not sure who spoke and wanted the floor, but you can go ahead.
This is Biran, for the record. What I wanted to say is with regards to keeping ALSs and individuals active, I'm actually part of a pilot program, an onboarding program, where we have mentors, the two of us in at large that are participating in this program. Myself and Isaac Maposa from Zimbabwe, and we have a mentor, Dev Anantilakse, and we're working with him to actually come up with a documentation on how to actually bring people into ICANN based on the levels that they come in. And I think this is important because we all come in at different levels professionally and through our volunteer lives. So it's important that each person that joins ICANN, whether you're joining through an ALS or as an individual member, that you're received at that level and you're able to actually come in and understand the system and be placed into the system and be kept active and engaged. Now, I came into the system, I was a bit overwhelmed, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree that it is a lot to take in when you come into ICANN, and it takes a lot of dedication to actually keep at it and keep active. So we're working on a documentation, and we would want to open our doors to anyone who want to share their experiences, anything that you think would be able to help whoever's coming into ICANN to make it easier for him to ease into any role within the at-large. If there's anything that you have to throw, any light that you can shed on our documentation, any link that you think would help or that helped you when you were coming into at-large, please contact us. My name is Biran Gillen. I'm more than happy to share the link with staff, my email address, and then hopefully you can send me whatever info that can help with this documentation of ours, myself and Isaac. Thank you.
As he's speaking, thank you very much, Biran. I do have two things to say. First, as far as the individual members, we talked about that within FLO on several occasions, and for now, no decision has been made as far as individual members. I know that other railroads did it, but as far as FLO is concerned, we are still working on that individual question. The other thing I wanted to mention to Baran is that what you are working on, is that something that you do for FRLO or for ALAC or for ICANN? I did not quite understand as far as the work that you are doing with your colleagues.
Okay, can I come in?
Yes, just 1 second. So yes, the question was for Brand. Go ahead, you can answer.
Okay, thank you. This is Brand for the record. Yes, this is actually a program that started in Marrakesh. It's an ICANN-sponsored pilot program that started in Marrakesh, and it's running for a year. So this meeting is supposed to be, quote-unquote, the last meeting, but it's not supposed to be a meeting-centric program. This is supposed to be a program that attaches community leaders or seasoned community members with incoming community members in a mentor-mentee relationship, sort of. And what we hope to get out of this program is actually to... Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Brian. I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. What we hope to get out of this program is to have a generic document that actually we're able to work with, not necessarily just for AFRALO. So when I speak about individual members, I'm not just talking about AFRALO. I'm talking about at large as a whole. Because when we finalize this document, we're going to be presenting it to at large and ALAC, and we're going to get feedback from this. So we have mentor mentees in all these communities. The CCNSO have the same. You have the GAC and, all the other ACs and SOs. They have mentor-mentee relationships. So it's going around in all the communities. So we are all coming together in the first day of the meeting on the 3rd of November, where we will review our zero draft document. And then, but before that, we hope to actually present our zero draft document to at large and the ALAC. So this isn't just for AFRALO or NARALO, or this is an at large document that we hope we'll be able to put on the website or on the wiki, where people are actually we're able to point people to newcomers, where every document that can help a newcomer would be centralized. So if a newcomer wants to know about how to use Adigo, they can go there. If they want to know about how to use Adobe Connect, we do understand that all this information is already available on the website, but we are also trying to identify loopholes where the information is sort of dispersed. So our work is to put all of it under one umbrella, and hopefully we will call that wiki at large onboarding, or whatever we choose to call it, where we would now point newcomers to, we would point ALSs to, we would point different people that we feel are interested in at large, and hopefully they're able to benefit from a centralized location for documentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian. As he's speaking, I believe there is another point that we need to mention, but I do think that Baudouin wanted to speak. We went a little bit over time, and I don't know if the interpreters can stay or not, so please be brief, Baudouin. Baudouin speaking. Just a quick proposal. Would it be possible to have the list of all active ALSs and all inactive ALSs? Because it's great to have the numbers, but I think it is important to know which ones are active and which ones are not. As he's speaking. Thank you, Baudouin. Yes, there was a group that was formed within AFRALO to first define what active meant and what inactive meant, and what are the standards that we use in order to define whether this ALS is more active than another. So we can direct that question to the group. So we went over time, and I would like to leave that last point on the report for next time. Sean Wafa and Tijani had to talk about that. And then we also had recent and upcoming activities of AFLO members. We will talk about that next time. But Tijani would like the floor. Go ahead, Tijani. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. But it is the second teleconference that we have had where we didn't get a report on what ALAC is doing, on the activities of ALAC. And so I would like to recommend that those reports be put at the beginning of the agenda for our meetings. It is the second time that we haven't been able to report on ALAC activities, and I think it is important. Thank you. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much. I do appreciate the comments, and we will start with that next time. Thank you very much. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Gisela, Sylvia, for being with us. Thank you all members of FLO who have been with us today. I would like to also thank Claire and Isabel for their work, and I apologize for the delay. Thank you very much, and we will talk soon. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Gisela speaking. Thanks again to all of you. Thank you for your participation. We will now disconnect. Have a wonderful evening.